Okay, today's daf is Tainis Daf Yud Zayin. So we left off, we were discussing, the Mishnah had said how we have a chasima for each of the additional six brachos that we add into Shemona Esrei for the Tfilas Tainis, in addition to an extra chasima for the Ga'al Yisrael. And in the chasimos, we say this this whole idea of Misha Ana is Shmuel B'mitzvah, Huyana Eschem, Yishma B'kol Tzaka Eschem, and Hayom HaZeh Baruch Hashem Shomei Tzaka, and then the fifth bracha, Misha Nesaliyo Bar Carmel, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tfila. So first the Gemara is going to talk about why Tzaka is related to Eliyahu, why Tfila is related to Eliyahu and Tzaka to Shmuel, and maybe if those two can be switched perhaps. So that's going to be the first discussion. Then the Gemara is going to talk about Kohanim drinking wine bizman hazeh, meaning we mentioned the other day that Kohen has to be fit to do the avoda, so Kohen shasu yayin is not allowed to do the avoda. So what about bizman hazeh, where we hope b'chol yom sheyavo, we wait every single day that we're going to have a geula, and hopefully the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt very soon, and we need Kohanim who are ready to do the avoda. And then we're going to discuss the issue of Kohanim getting haircuts and kings getting haircuts, and how often a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol and a king needs to get a haircut in that context of discussing the readiness of Kohanim. How often do they need to get haircuts bizman hazeh in order to be ready for the Beis HaMikdash? Do they need to get frequent haircuts? Then the Gemara is going to talk about why Kohanim bizman hazeh don't need to get haircuts, even if you hold that they can't drink wine. Meaning, are those two issues related to each other? Whether a Kohen can drink wine bizman hazeh as a sign of his readiness for the Beis HaMikdash, does that relate to whether or not he needs to get a haircut bizman hazeh with a great level of frequency to show that he's ready for the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that all the halachas that we learn from Nevi'im, from the Pesukim and Yechezkel, how did we know these halachas before Yechezkel and Nevi came along? There was a long time between Matan Torah and the days of Yechezkel. Where did we know these halachas from before that happened? And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to begin a discussion that's going to take us into the next daf about the days before and after Megillas Tainis, meaning that the days of Megillas Tainis are days that we're not allowed to fast on. Some of them we're not even allowed to say a hesped on. What about the days before those Yom Tov days, or the days after those Yom Tov days? So we're going to get into a discussion of those days as well. So as we mentioned before, the Mishnah had said that Ala Rishona, the first bracha, we say Mishana Savrama Vina Bara Maria, etc. And then in the fourth bracha, we say that the same Akrish Baruch who answered Shmuel by Mitzvah, Hu Yan Eschem Vishma, but called Tzaakaschem Hayom Azeh Baruch Hashem Shomei Tzaaka. When we talk about Shmuel, we relate to Tzaaka. And in the fifth bracha, when we talk about Eliyahu, Mishana Eliyahu Bahara Carmel, we relate to Tfila, Baruch Hashem Shomei Tfila. So Tana, Brisa says, Yesh Machlifin Tzaaka Eliyahu utfila l'Shmuel. Some switch it around and use the term tzaaka when describing Eliyahu, and the term tfila when describing Shmuel. So it says Mar Bishlam, Agavi Shmuel k'siv be tfila u'k'siv be tzaaka. I understand why you could switch it as far as Shmuel goes, because Shmuel, both terms are used in the context of Shmuel in the Navi. So you have your option of using whichever terminology you want to use when you talk about Shmuel. Elagabe Eliyahu tfila k'siv tzaaka lo k'siv. But by Eliyahu, it says tefillah, it does not say tza'aka. So how can you say by Eliyahu that you're going to switch it to tza'aka? So answers the Gemara, the word tza'aka doesn't have to appear, the act of tza'aka has to appear. Aneni Hashem aneni, lashon tza'aka hi. When Eliyahu Navi says, Bahar Carmel, aneni Hashem aneni, that is a lashon of tza'aka. So even though the terminology doesn't appear in the Navi, in the context of Eliyahu Navi, the act of tza'aka does appear in the context of Eliyahu Navi, and that's good enough, and therefore we could be machlif the lashon of by Shmuel and the lashon by Eliyahu. Al shish su amr mishana es Yonah, al shvi su amr mishana es David. So says the Gemara, wait a second, the order seems to be a little off. On the sixth bracha, we say mishana es Yonah b'mei hadaga. On the seventh bracha, is mishana es David u'shlomo b'no b'Yerushalayim. So wait a second, who came first, David and Shlomo or Yonah? So michli Yonah baser David u'shlomo hava. Yonah historically was after the times of David and Shlomo. My time of Maktam Liberesha, why would we say a bracha that associates Yonah, that associates the tefillah with Yonah, before we get to the tefillah of David and Shlomo? And Sigmar Mishum Dubai Lemichtam Merachim Ala Aretz, because we want to have a chasima of Merachim Ala Aretz, and that particular chasima of Merachim Ala Aretz fits best with David and Shlomo. Tana Mishum Sumcha Samru Baruch Mashpil Aramim. That it's specifically the phrase Baruch Mashpil Aramim, that the Mashpil Haramim, which relates to rain coming down as a result of people doing tshuva, that we wanted to associate with David and Shlomo. So if you look at Rashi, why is it that we want to associate Merachim Alaretz with David and Shlomo? So Rashi explains, Debay Lemichtam Besov Kol Brachos Baruch Merachim Alaretz. We want the last bracha to end with Baruch Merachim Alaretz. Ulahachi Bay Ba'usa Chasima Davidu Shlomo Shehein Hispalu Alaretz Yisrael. David and Shlomo davened for Eretz Yisrael. Yonah didn't. Yonah davened for himself to be saved from the Me'adaga and not to die there. Inami mishum de'inu tikun beis hamikdash to ikara aretz, or because they're the ones that paved the way for the beis hamikdash, that built the beis hamikdash, and that's the ikara aretz. Meaning, we know that there's eser kedushos, right? That the mishum midos tells us that there are 10 levels of kedusha in the world. The ultimate level of kedusha is the kodesh hakadashim, but building out from there, it goes down in madregos to the kedusha. And the Kedushas Arbais, and the Kedushas Yerushalayim, and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So we build that. We go down in the levels of Kedushos when we're talking about. But the focal point is the Mikdash. So Eretz Yisrael's Chashivus lies in the Mikdash. So when we talk about, we're going to have a bracha that's going to end Merachim al Aretz, we want to mention those people who were involved in the building of the Beis Hamikdash. It is fascinating that David HaMelech didn't build the Beis Hamikdash. He wanted to, but he was told by the Navi that he's not allowed to. First he was told he is allowed to, then he was told he's not allowed to. He didn't get to build the Beis Hamikdash. When we say in benching, for example, on Sukkot, Sarachim on Yakum Lanu Es, Sukkas David Hanofalas. What's a Sukkas David? It's not talking about a Sukkah. We just mentioned a Sukkas because it used the term Sukkah, but it's not really about a Sukkah. It's about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Sukkas David, as David's building, because David paved the way through all the milchamos that he fought and through all the preparations he made so that Shlomo would have the easiest time possible building the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo was able to live in tranquility. Shlomo was able to focus on the project. Shlomo had the means to do it largely because of the work David put in. So David also gets credit for the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's David and Shlomo ben Ovi Yerushalayim that we emphasize when we talk about Merachim al Haaretz in the context of Beis HaMikdash. Another quick point over here. We said that Yonah comes after David and Shlomo historically, yet we mention him first, and the Gemara seem to have been bothered by that. The Gemara does not ask why is it that Eliyahu comes before David and Shlomo, meaning Eliyahu also historically is after David and Shlomo. Why does it only ask from Yonah? It doesn't ask from Eliyahu. So the Marsha points out that there is a machlokas if Eliyahu was Pinchas. Some shittos in Chazal say Eliyahu was Pinchas. If that's the case, Eliyahu was actually before David and Shlomo, and then it would work out. But the Marsha says if you assume, like the shittos, that Eliyahu was not Pinchas, so then you have a real kasha. Why is it that Eliyahu comes before David and Shlomo? Eliyahu historically came after David and Shlomo. So the Marsha suggests that Eliyahu comes before David and Shlomo in the Pesukim to be merameh that Eliyahu is going to come before the Geula Ali de Mashiach ben David, that he's going to come to herald the Geula. So the Seder Advarim of Geula is Eliyahu and then descendants of David, then the Mashiach ben David who's going to actually bring the Geula. Karadara suggests that we want to be somich shomea tefila to shomea tzaaka, so we're masmich Eliyahu to Shmuel because we specifically want Shomea Tefillah and Shomea Tzaaka to be back-to-back to each other. And the Tosafot Yontif suggests that the Gemara didn't have to ask the question, because once it answered the question about David and Shlomo versus Yonah, the answer is obvious about David and Shlomo versus Eliyahu. The same answer. We said that we specifically needed to save David and Shlomo for the end, because we want the series to end with Merachim al Haaretz, and Merachim al Haaretz has to be associated with David and Shlomo. So that works for whoever came historically after David and Shlomo, but is placed earlier in the brachos, whether it be Yonah or whether it be Eliyahu. In the first three fast days, the Anshe Mishmar do have to fast, but they don't complete the fast. And we said the first three fast days, the Anshe Maimud, the Anshe Besav rather, don't fast at all. The Mishnah went on to discuss when they can drink wine in general, not on fast days, when the Anshe Mishmar are allowed to drink wine. So we said that the Anshe Besav are not allowed to drink wine lo biyom v'lo b'layla, not at night or daytime. The Anshe Mishmar are allowed to drink wine b'layla, but not during the daytime. So why? Why is is it that the Anshei Mishmar, people who are working the Beis HaMikdash that week, but not that day, why is it that they're allowed to drink wine at night, but not during the day? What's the problem with them drinking during the day? They're not doing Avodah that day anyway. And so Gemara, Shema Tichbara Avodah Al Anshei Beis Av, V'yavo V'seyeh Lehem. Because sometimes that day's Beis Av may become overwhelmed with their work, and if they become overwhelmed, they're going to need help from other members of their Mishmar, who may not be part of that Beis Av. So they may be drafted into Avodah, even if they weren't previously planning on doing the Avodah. Why is it that Anshei Beis Av do not drink wine at day or night? Because they're constantly involved in the Avodah. It's their day to do the Avodah, so they can't drink wine. And therefore we say from here, if a Kohen Bizman Hazeh knows which Mishmar he's in, and he knows which Beis Av he's in, and he knows for a fact that his Batei Avos are Kavua, which it's a discussion what that means, that he knows his Batei Avos are Kavua. There are several Shitos in Rishonim how to explain Batei Avos Kavua. Rashi explains it means that he knows that his Beis Av wasn't Nischalel to be distanced from Kahuna and to no longer function as Kohanim. He knows that they maintained their Yichus and they're therefore still capable of serving as Kohanim. Other Rishonim, the Rav Yah, is quoted as saying that he knows that the Batei Avos are Kavun means that he knows that his Beis Av has a particular day that it always serves on and is not amongst those Batei Av that sometimes trade and sometimes serve on a different day than they normally would. So he knows exactly with certainty what his day is going to be. So if a Kohen knows what his Mishmar is, he knows what his Beis Av is, and he knows that his Beis Av is Kavua, this Kavua Shah, so he could identify that day that he would be doing the Avodah and he may not drink wine that entire day that he should be doing that the Avodah if we had a Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, I mean Tosfos rather points out, Pirush Asulishosyan Chutzlasudaso. Avodasudaso Mutter the Yain Shabtochsudainu Mashaker. A big Kiddush we mentioned the other day that Tosfos says that what does it mean he's not allowed to drink wine? He's not allowed to drink wine outside of the context of a Su'uda. But during the Su'uda, he's allowed to drink wine because wine b'toch ha-su'uda is not mishaker. It doesn't cause a person to become shikr, and therefore he would be allowed to drink wine in the su'uda. Very big chiddush. Meaning, does that mean that a kohen who drinks wine during a su'uda is allowed to do the avodah if you have a kohen who got drunk from during the su'uda time? That he'd be allowed to do the avodah? I mean, we have a din. The Gemara Megillah says, Paskin Shulchan Aruch, Chayavin Ishlev Vesumi Puri Adul Ayadu Ben Arham LeBaruch Mordechai. Person has to get drunk on Purim until he doesn't know the difference between Arham and Baruch Mordechai. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos, Su'udas Purim. The Ram quoted in the Hilchos, Su'uda. And it's pointed out in all the poskim that this is one of the Dine Su'udas Purim. It's supposed to be done Dafka in the context of Su'uda. According to Tosfos, it's impossible. How could you ever do it in the context of Su'udas Purim? You can't get drunk in the context of a Su'uda. Very difficult Tosfos. Anyway, so but he should not drink wine that entire day that he knows he's going to be on.
Would be masbir that the suda part is a different kind of suda? I mean, it's not your regular lunch, it's not your regular.
So why would that matter though? I mean, if you're what's the svara for not getting drunk? I assume it's just that the food absorbs the alcohol. But suda's part you're having food also.
Wouldn't you say that one's drinking more than normal though?
So meaning the chiluk might be how much you're drinking. One is not going to get drunk during a suda if he drinks a normal amount of wine. But if he drinks yoser meher gelo, so then he will get drunk. Yeah. So, but Tosfos didn't make that point. It sounds like yayin shebetocha suda inu mashaker. Maybe he just means normal wine of the suda. Yeah, one could certainly say that. But makir mishmarta vein makir mishmeres peis av shalo. The kohen knows what his mishmar is, but he doesn't know the mishmeres peis av shalo. He doesn't know what peis av he belongs to. V'yodeh shabati avosav kavun shom. But he knows that his Beis Av has a day, then Asur Lishtos Yain Kolos HaShabbos. So he doesn't know which day it is because he doesn't know which Beis Av he belongs to, but he knows that his family is still Miyuchas and they'd be able to do the Avodah. Well, then he's not allowed to drink wine that entire week, the entire week that his Mishmar is on. Einu makim mishmarto mishmaris Beis Av shalo v'yodeh shabbat yevos of kavun shom. What if he knows that he comes from a family that's miyuchas and still able to do the avodah, but he has no idea even what mishmar he belongs to? So asur lishtos yayin kol hashana. Then he's not going to be allowed to drink wine all year long because any given day during the entire year might be his turn. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no, Omer ani asur lishtos yayin li'olam, I would normally say that he's not allowed to drink wine forever. Rebbe is the only Tana that ever uses that expression, Omer ani. Omer ani, we don't find, you never find Hillel say Omer ani. You never find Rabbi Meir say Omer ani. It's Dafka Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in Beis HaOtzer, I think, or in Gilyonei HaShas, maybe in both places, that Omer ani is a lashon of anivus. It all depends how you say it. If you say Omer ani, so it sounds like a lashon of gaiva, I say. But if it's Omer ani, I say, so then it's a lashon of anivus. Omer ani, Rebbe was a tremendous anav. The Gemara tells us in Ksuvus, Rebbe was an incredible anav. So Omer Ani is his way of expressing his Aniv. It's Lanias Daiti. It's the equivalent of Lanias Daiti. So Rebbe says, Omer Ani, Asu Lishlos Yayin Liolam. Aval Ma'a Sesha Takanasa Kalkalasam. Really, he should have been Asu to ever drink wine because at any point the Beis HaMikdash might come back and it might be his turn. But what can you do? The fact that the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt for all these years, which is really terrible news for Klal Yisrael, it's a kalkala for Klal Yisrael, it's a kilkul for Klal Yisrael, has been the takana for this guy. It's what allows him to drink wine, because he can always come with the argument, hasn't been built until this point, why should I have to be choshesh that it's going to be built today? Amar Abaye, keman shasu in kahani chamra kerebi. So Abaye says, why is it the Kohanim nowadays drink wine? Because they hold like Rebbe that takanaso kalkalaso. Now we had mentioned that the members of the Beis Av are not allowed to drink wine lo b'yom v'lo b'leil. So just to rehash, we mentioned on the Mishnah already that why is it also for them to drink at night? So there's machlokas rishonim. Rashi in the Mishnah explains because the haktara say murim and achzara say varim that fell off of the mizbech is done b'leila. The Rambam in Bias Migdash Paragal v'lechavav says no, it's because the next day they're going to have to do the avoda and they might still be drunk the next day when comes time to do the avoda. We pointed out the Aruch Liner, who explains why the Rambam doesn't want to say like Rashi, because on Friday night there's no haktara seimurim, on Friday night because korbanos of chol are not put back on the mizbeach on Shabbos. So that was the reason why the Rambam didn't like Rashi's approach. Now this idea that they can't drink wine forever, according to Rebbe, they should not have been allowed to, if not for the fact that Beis HaMikdash just hasn't come back to this point. Is very surprising, because what essentially this is telling us is that let's say all like those shittos, those midrashim, the Beis HaMikdash can come right down Minashamayim. So Beis HaMikdash will pop itself down. So right away, Kohanim are going to be doing the avoda. There's nothing else that needs to be done. At every moment, at any moment, Kohanim have to be on call to be ready to do the avoda. The Achronim point out in a number of different ways that it seems to be that there are other things that have to happen before Kohanim do the avoda, or at least certain times of day where we're not going to just go right into it and have Kohanim do the avoda. For example, the Gvura Sari, Shagasari and Sivir Gvura Sari says, why should it be usher to drink wine all day? The Gemara Menachas Daf Memtes says that Ein Mechanchin Es HaMizbeach Ha'ola Elo B'Tamid Shal Shachar, that the only way to be Mechanich L'Mizbeach is with Tamid Shal Shachar. Now the Halacha is Tamid Shal Shachar is only brought until Arba Shos B'Yom, is only brought until the first 4 hours of the day. This is Man Tefillah. It's only brought until the first 4 hours of the day. Once that's over, so you can't bring Tamid Shal Shachar. So what are we doing over here? So we should allow the Kohanim to drink wine late in the day, because they know that day they're never going to have to do the avodah, because we're not going to have time to be makrav karmen tamid during that time. And even according to the Rabbanan, it's ad chatzos, it's not ad rashos, but it's at least ad chatzos. So the Gvura Sari suggests that maybe our sugya holds like the Shita and Menachos, that we're mechanech the mizbeach hazahav with the ketorah shel ben arbayim. So maybe we have to be choshesh that it's going to be built and then we'll be able to be makter the ketorah ben arbayim, the afternoon ketorah, and therefore all day is out, because at any point in the day they'll be able to bring they'll be able to start doing the avodah minchaschinuch and mitzvah kufin beis reis. Is a different issue. He says, he points out the Gemara Neiriv and Daf Mem Gimel tells us that if someone says, Hareini Nazir bi Yom Sheben David Ba, I'm going to be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach comes, so he's mutter to drink wine on Shabbos and on Yantif, because Eliyahu didn't come on Erev Shabbos, so he knows that Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos. So why doesn't it mention that he's mutter to drink over here on Shabbos and Yantif as well, that he knows that it's not happening on Shabbos? So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that Ein Ben David Ba, because Eliyahu didn't come the day before, but there's still a Chashash for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and that could still happen. Maybe Mashiach will come, but the Beis HaMikdash might come. Meaning that doesn't necessarily have to happen on the same day. So that's how these Metarets, Menachas Chinuch is Metarets, meaning the idea that Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come on Erev Shabbos is because Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't want to be Mafriya, our preparations for Shabbos. He doesn't want to stop us. Our preparations for Shabbos are that important that Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't want to stop us during our preparations for Shabbos. He's been waiting all this time to come, so I'll wait another day before he comes. There's a discussion in the Gemara if he would come on Shabbos or Yantif, whether there's Yesh Tchum in the Malamei Asara. If he's flying in, so is there a problem of Tchum Shabbos for Eliyahu HaNavi to fly his way in above Asara Tzvachim? The other point that some of the Achronim make is a Kohanim Bizman is that have Tumas Ziva, that anyone who's an Amaretz is a din of Tumas Zav, so he's not going to be able to do the Avodah anyway until he's Mitahir. Verse where he also points out the Ikra Geula is going to be either in Nisan or in Tishrei. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says Machlok Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua if the Geula is going to be in Tishrei or in Nisan, but all the other months seem to be out that there's not going to be a Geula. So why is it Aser Kol Hashanah? Because of the Chashash Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it should have been Aser only during those 2 months to drink wine. So all of these kashas, the Achronim point out, the whole assumption of that our Gemara is that as soon as Beis HaMikdash is here, Kohanim are going to jump right into it. So Achronim work on all of these kashas to try to figure out whether that's in fact true, that they will be able to immediately jump right into it. Now it is clear from the Gemara that Rebbe's Shita is that we're not Choshe Shema Yibana, meaning Rebbe's Shita that allows Kohanim to drink wine is because we're not so worried that maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. It's interesting, the Gemara, both in Masechta Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph and Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed, the Gemara talks about the din of Chadash. The halacha is that we're not allowed to eat the Tevuah Chadasha until the Hakrava of the Karban Omer. So when there is no Karban Omer, so when are we allowed to eat Chadash? Mishaher HaMizrach, Mishaher HaYom, already the beginning of the day, on the second day of Pesach, absent the Karban, we're already allowed to eat the Chadash. But they were Mesakein, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Mesakein, Sheyom Anef Kulo Aser, that the entire second day of Pesach is Aser to eat the Chadash. Why? What's the Svara for the Takana? Meheri Yibana HaMigdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and what's going to happen, everyone's going to remember Ishtakit, everyone's going to remember last year we ate the Chadash right away in the morning, and people are going to think they're again allowed to eat it right away in the morning, but the halach is they have to wait till the Karban Omer is brought. So that whole assumption of Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is Meheri Yibana HaMikdash, is that there's an actual concern that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt at any point in time. So if that's the Chashash, so why isn't Rebbe concerned? Why isn't Rebbe over here says, no, we're not worried about Shema Yibana HaMikdash. It could be that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Rebbe disagree on this point, whether we have to be concerned in each moment of our lives, Shema Yibana HaMikdash.
So within Rebbe Shita, is it like, is there a chemo of TPs of Yeshua by not drinking, or is that just like Midas Tipshus?
That's a good question. I don't know. Meaning, would it be a Midas Chasidus? Meaning, if you b'chol yom achakal oshayavo, every day we're hoping for Gula,
right.
So there's no hoping for Gula and actually believing that it's going to happen.
I just want to say for once, Rav Wolfson says that someone who goes to the mikvah in the morning, before Shachar, should have Kavana, that one of the Togels should be ashamed that if the Beis HaMikdash comes today, I'll be Tohar.
Right, so it's a mila of tzipis l'Yeshua. Makes sense. It'll be a mila of tzipis l'Yeshua. Yeah, it's a good point. There is a discussion also. There is a discussion I saw about various halachos that come out of this idea of kohanim drinking wine bizman hazeh, of the fact that we're not choshesh, meaning the isser of shtiyas kohanim bizman hazeh is not paskin halacha, meaning we paskin like Rebbe, that there is no isser, but nevertheless, there are certain halachos that relate to the idea that kohanim shouldn't drink wine because of the concern that the Beis HaMikdash might come back at any time. The Tshuvas Marsham in Chelek Aleph in Reish Yudalid suggests that even though the Chum were Mesakin to be Mechabit Kohanim and to call a Kohen as the first Aliyah of the Torah, nevertheless, it's only by Shachris and not by Mincha on Shabbos. And the reason, he says, is based on what the Torah writes in Or Chaim Simrish Tzadi Beis, that by Mincha of Shabbos we say the Pasuk Vani Tfilasi L'cha Hashem Eis Ratzon, based on the Medrash Yosichu Bi Yosh Veshar Uneginos Shose Shechar, and it says after Vani Tfilasi L'cha Hashem Eis Ratzon. So Dovin HaMelech is saying in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, The whole point of Shabbos Mincha is we've already drunk. We drank a lot of wine, and still vanit filasi l'cha Hashem. So it sounds from there that Pizman Mincha and Shabbos we're in a matzav of shesuya yayim. We've all drunk already. So if that's the case, the pasul avoda. If the Beis Hamikdash were to be built during that time, they wouldn't be able to do the avoda. So Bizmanenu also they're roy to do the avoda because we're makrav afal pishem bayis. And if they're shesuya yayim, they're not right to do the avodah during that time because that's why the chamas because chamas them from drinking wine. So bizman hazeh during that zman of mincha maybe says in Marsham there's no mitzvah v'kidashto because the mitzvah v'kidashto is to respect those who are roy for avodah. But if not roy for avodah at all during that time, so maybe there's no mitzvah v'kidashto. Phenomenal chiddush. One would think that v'kidashto has nothing to do with avodah. That v'kidashto is about the fact that they're kohanim. But no, he says that maybe it relates to v'kidashto. In the Pnini Halacha, the Masifti also quotes Rav Avram Palaji in the Sifra Padeus Avram, who writes that that there were Levim who were Megaleach Betar, who used to shave with a razor, and they weren't choshesh for the yisur of shaving with a razor. It's nisadar raisa because there was samich on the shita the chachamim that are concerned shami yibara amikdash. So the Levim said, well, if the Beis Hamikdash gets rebuilt, we're going to have to be mavir tar al kol besaram. Halacha is that in order for a Levi to that's one of the preparatory stages for a Levi to do the avoda. So saying, yeah, when we shave with a razor, we're just getting started on the preparations for doing the avoda. So we're being megaleach betar. So he says, Chalila Lassos came. If you find people that hold like the Chum hold, the Kohanim need to be machmir on themselves not to drink wine, that's a chumrah. But to be makel, to allow yourself to be galeach betar, because you have such a muna that the Beis Hamikdash is coming today, so you're allowed to shave with a razor because you think that this is going to be the beginning of your chinuch for avoda, he says, that's a little too much. He wasn't willing to accept that idea. I have the two dots now, further in the Gemara. Anshi Mishmar Vanshi Maimon Asurun L'Sapra L'Chabis B'Chamishim Mutam L'Kvara Shabbos. The men of that week's Mishmar, or that day's, or the people, the Yisraelim, who are serving in that Maimid, the Yisraelim were also divided into 24 groups, and each group would spend the day, the week in Shul, davening that the Karbanos, that their corresponding group of Kohanim, would be accepted. So that's called the Anshi Maimid. All of them are not allowed to get haircuts or launder clothing that entire week, but on Thursday of that week, they're allowed to for covered Shabbos. So my time, why can't they get the haircuts and laundry clothing during the week? It's similar to the issue of shaving Chol HaMoed. We don't want someone to shave in Chol HaMoed because we're afraid a person's going to say, why should I shave before Yontif? I might as well just get in Chol HaMoed. So we don't want a person to get a haircut during the week that he's doing the avoda, because he might say, "Ma, why should I bother getting a haircut before the week of doing the avoda and looking nice for the beginning of my week of avoda? I'll just do it later on." So, in order that people should not come in minuvalin, we tell them, "Look, you're not going to be able to do it all week next week. So, if you want to clean your clothing, if you want to get a haircut, you better do it right now." Tanu Rabbanan, Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom. Once we're talking about haircuts, a king gets a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol, Mayor of Shabbos, Mayor of Shabbos, Kohen Gadol every week. Kohen Hediot, Achas Shoshim Yom. Kohen Hediot has to get a haircut once every 30 days. Melech mistaper b'chol yom ma'itaymo. Why is it that a king gets a haircut every single day? Amar v'yar v'zibda amar kra. Melech b'yafyo techazena einecha. One should see a melech only in his glory when he looks beautiful. He always has to look perfect. He always has to look great in order to maintain the dignity of the office. Kohen gadol me'er v'shabbos l'er v'shabbos ma'itaymo. Why is it that a kohen gadol has to get a haircut every week? Amar shomer yitzchak kol mishmaros muschachos. Because each week a new group of Kohanim comes in to work in the Beis HaMikdash, so the CEO of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, has to look good on the day that the new employees come in. Kohen Hediot Achas Shoshim Yom Minalan, and meaning that sets the tone for everybody else also, meaning they know that they're coming into a professional environment. Imagine your first day at work, you come in and you see that the boss is wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts, so it sets the environment, you know, it sets the tone of what kind of environment you're working in. So they come in, they see the Kohen Gadol is perfectly groomed, it sets an a tone of seriousness. Kohen Hediot Achas Shoshim Yom Minalan. How do I know Kohen Hediot is once every 30 days that he has to get a haircut? Asya pera pera mi nazir. We learn it out from nazir. Ksiv hachav roshem lo yalechu ufera lo yishalechu. It says by a kohen that he's not allowed to be mishalech pera. Uksiv hasam kadosh yagdal pera sa'ar rosho. That a nazir has to grow pera on his hair. His hair has to grow to the point of being wild. So malah halon shloshim afkan shloshim. The definition of a nazir's hair growth is at least 30 days, because the minimum period of nazirus that a person has in a stam, the zeros that a person has, is 30 days. So if that's what a nazir has to do, that's what a kohen is not allowed to do. The nazir gufei minalan. How do I know that a nazir is 30 days? Amar of Masna, stam nazirus shloshim yom. Stam nazirus is 30 days. Minalan, how do I know it? Amar kra yihiyeh. The gematria tlasin havi, the word yihiyah, which is used in the context of nazir, the gematria of yihiyah is 30. It's an easy gematria to figure out. The two yuds are 10 each, and the two hays are 5 each. So it's a gematria of 30, and that's how we know stam nazir shloshim yom. Discussion in the Rishonim over here, the Rishonim really Maseches Nazir, is this a real drasha d'oraisa? Meaning we read every morning Rabbi Shmuel Lomer that there are shalosh yesim mishatar and drashas, but there are 13 ways to derive dinim d'oraisa from the psukim. There with their methodologies of learning dinim from the psukim. One of them is not gematria. Now there are other lists of midah shatar and drashas ben that are more expansive, and some of them do include gematria as one of the midah shatar and drashas ben, but very rare that we actually learn a halacha from a gematria.
Shabbos, though, comes up a lot. I'm learning the 39 halachos, like about his perach.
Yeah.
A few different Rashi's and Tosas and Shabbos.
Right, but that's not a particular. First of all, right, that's Rishonim, it's not the Gemara that says it. Also, it's not a particular halacha. Over here, it's a particular halacha. So some Rishonim say, nah, must have been halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and we're using the Gematria as an Asmachta, and others understand, no, this is a real Drasha Gemura. Amalir of Papala Abaye, Vidilma Hachi Kamarachmana. Maybe the Pasuk was just saying, Lolir Buklau. Maybe the Pasuk was not saying, get a haircut every 30 days. Maybe it was saying, get a haircut every 29 days. You don't want to wait till day 30, because then it's already Pera. I mean, it doesn't mean that he should have Pera and then cut it right away as soon as it becomes Pera. Maybe it means that he shouldn't let it get to the point of Pera. Tosus writes, Lolir Buklau, Pirush Vafilu Ad Lamed Yom, that he shouldn't even grow less than 30 days. Vakasha Dimkeng Zereshav de Pera Lamali. But then what's Pera teaching me if it means that you can't grow hair at all? He's got to always be shaved. So as he says, Yeshom and Shem Rasulam Lirbu Ad Namidyom El Yigalech B'chavtes. Now what I must be saying is that, like I just explained, that Lo Lirbu Klal doesn't mean that he shouldn't grow his hair at all. It means that he should never get to day 30. On day 29, he shall already have it cut. The Cheshek Shlomo writes in the name of his brother that the word Klal over here is really a typo. It was supposed to be Lo Yirbe Kol Lamid, that he shouldn't grow his hair for all 30 days. And as a printing error, they put the kol and the lamin next to each other, the sharp vart. No, it fits much better, because that's what the Gemara is clearly asking. The Gemara is not asking, let him not grow his hair at all. What does that mean? He should have a constant razor going up and down his head? Meaning it's always, every second the hair is growing. So lo yirba kol lamin means, no, don't let it go get to the 30-day point. So that would be that would seem to be a much clearer girsa if that were correct. So Amalei, so he said, no, that can't be that we have to shave already by the 29th day, because you have a cause of lo yishalchu pera kedekamit. Had it said, don't be mishalech pera, don't get to the point of pera, then you'd be right. But hashu dechsiv upera lo yishalechu sounds like it means upera kama, meaning pera lehavi, let it be pera. But shluchi hudala lishluchu, once it gets to pera, don't let it grow any further, and therefore cut it on day 30 before it goes any further than pera. Iachi afilu in the nami. So what about bezmanazeh? We should make sure that kohanim get haircuts every 30 days. And so the gemara dum yudish suyayin. We compare the haircutting issue to the wine drinking issue. Mash suyayin bezman bia huda asr shlo bezman bia shari afachanami. Just like wine drinking is only a problem when we actually have kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash, but when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's no issue of drinking wine. So too, the same with the haircuts. Vatanya Rebbe Omer, is that true that Kohanim are just allowed to drink wine today? Didn't the Brisa say that Rebbe Omer Ani Kohanim Asrun Lishlosiyai Liolma Maeser Shatakonasa Kalkalaso, that Rebbe says Kohanim are allowed to drink wine because the Beis Hamikdash hasn't been built until this point? But Vamar Abayi Keman Shosuina Kari Chamra Ki Rebbe Mechal Drabanan Asri, and Abayi says that yeah, Kohanim only drink wine because they're assuming like Rebbe, but that assumes that the Rabbanan would say that it's also to drink wine. Bismanas says, so how can you say that the reason and the Kohen doesn't need to get a haircut every 30 days is because we compare it to wine drinking, and he's allowed to drink wine bizman hazeh. That's not everybody's opinion, that's Rebbe's opinion. The Rabbanan don't think he's allowed to drink wine bizman hazeh. So Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, my time. What's the reason he's not allowed to drink wine bizman hazeh according to the Rabbanan? Because Meheri Yibana Besamigdash has been crowned Ubeinan Kohen Aroy Lavoda Veleka. Because the Besamigdash is going to be rebuilt any second, and we're going to need a Kohen who's able to do the Avodah, and we're not going to have him available. So Hacha Efshar Din Asapra Va'ayel. But a guy who has long hair, it's no problem. If Besamigdash is rebuilt, then go get a haircut. It takes 5 minutes. You know, just set the trimmer on the thing, and you zip up, and that is, and done. And he's good. So we don't have anything to be concerned if Besamigdash gets rebuilt very quickly. Tosus points out, being kind of room level of lack of in Tomar, fellow below Yayanami Asur and Babel, the Timmy Mason, the new Trichon Azar Gimel Vazayan, and my Asru Lahu Yayan. Meaning, anyway, the coin's not going to be allowed to do the Avodah right away because they're all Timmy Mason, so they all need the Efer Para, which is a 7-day process till they can become Tahar. So he says, no, Tumahutra Betzibur. And therefore, if everybody's Tumah, so then the coin will be allowed to do.
You could ask the same thing by wine, but the fact that. I mean, you could have said they would have sobered up in 7 days.
Right. So Ihach, he says, if that's the case, Shuyai Nami Efshar Degani Port of Ail, they'll sober up in shorter time, they could just take a nap. I mean, just like they can get a haircut in 5 minutes later, they'll be okay. Let them take a nap, and a few minutes later, they'll be okay. And so Gemara could Rabbi Barabba, Dama Rabbi Barabba, Derech Mil Vashena, Kolshum Figin Asayayin. I mean, I'm sorry, Derech Mil Vashena, Kolshum Figin Asayayin. So I mean, that's part of the question. Let them sober up, and they'll be fine. After all, don't we say that a Derech Mil, if you walk a meal, or Shaino, or you go to sleep, even just a little bit, that takes away the effect of the wine. So why don't they do that? And so Gemara, Lav Miyat Mar Allah, Amrav Nachum, Ram Rav Baravu, Allah Shonu El Kishashas Shir Viyas, Avla Shasi Yoser Mir Viyas, Kol Shkin Shadarach Matu Dasa Vashena Meshakarto. When does it work to take a short nap? That's if you drank exactly a Reviyas. But if you drank more than a Reviyas of wine, then the short nap's not really going to help you so much. So there's no way to get the guy to sober up so quickly. But when it comes to the haircut, you have no problem. He could get the haircut and right away do the avod in the Beis Hamikdash. So it's mevor in the Gemara in this teretz that the reason we're matir the Kohen to be megadol ser bizman hazeh is because as soon as Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, you can go and get a haircut. So some of the Acharim ask, how could a Kohen remain megadol ser on Shabbos? What happens if the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt on Shabbos? Then he's not going to have the option of going to get a haircut because he's not allowed to get a haircut on Shabbos. So the mitzvah Eisan in the back of the Gemara, Maseches Sanhedrin, says, what do you mean? You're normally not allowed to get a haircut on Shabbos, but Asei Do Chalos Asei, and he has a mitzvah of Avodah, so he's allowed to get a haircut, even though it's not Be'idna. So some of the Acharim say, well, what do you mean? It's not Be'idna. You wouldn't say Asei Do Chalos Asei. He's going to do the Asei of the Avodah later, and right now you're doing the Chalos Asei of getting him a haircut. So, and plus, the haircut's not the you can't say it's Be'idna because the haircut's not the mitzvah, the haircut's a makshirun for the mitzvah. So it could be that the way to get a haircut is to be mistapra al yidei akum, because that's only a shvus. To have a guy to do amir lakum, ask a guy to give you a haircut is only a shvus. Ain't shvus b'migdash. There's no shvus in the base of migdash. So maybe he'd be allowed to do that on Shabbos. Okay, all that was the first answer. Again, the Gemara's question was, why is it that a Kohen doesn't have to get a haircut every 30 days nowadays, if after all, according to the Rabbani, he's not allowed to drink wine, if he's always got to be on call, he's always got to be ready. So for the haircut also, he should always have to be ready. So the first answer was, he'll get a haircut as soon as the business is rebuilt, he'll be fine 5 minutes later. Second answer, Rav Ashi, Amash Su Yayin, De Machli Avoda, Gazabu Rabbanan, Pre Rosh, Tolo Machli Avoda, Lo Gazabu Rabbanan. Big difference. Someone who drinks wine and then does the Avoda is Mechul, the Avoda doesn't count as Avoda. Someone who doesn't have a haircut and does the Avoda, his avoda is still a valid avoda. So meisve asked the Gemara ve'elu shehin b'misa shsuyayin proy rosh. So the following people are chayv misa b'dei shemayim, people who are shsuyayin proy rosh to do the avoda. Bishlam shsuyayin b'hadik sevu yayin b'shechra al teish el proy rosh minolan. What's the source that proy rosh that people who don't have a haircut are chayv misa b'dei shemayim d'chsiv v'roshom lo yigalechu per lo yishalechu uksiv basrei. Right after it talks about the haircut, it says v'yayin lo yishtu Kol koi bebama melchatzar apnimis. That kohanim are not allowed to drink wine when they go into the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'iskush prei rosh l'shuyayin. So right there, the pesukim are linking these two factors, these two issues of the haircut and the wine drinking. Mash suyayin b'misa af prei rosh b'misa. And therefore, if someone who drinks wine is chayav misa b'dei shemayim, when he does the, if he does the avoda, someone who doesn't have a haircut and does the avoda is also going to be chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Umi na, and from that same hakish we also derive mash suyayin the machli avoda af prei rosh the machli avoda. That if suyayin are going to be mechal the avoda, then prei rosh will also be mechal the avoda. Now in parentheses, the Gemara responds to this, and the Gemara says lo ki iskish l'misu diskish avluchli avoda lo iskish. Now maybe the hekesh is only with regard to the misa b'dei shemayim element, but not with regard to the mechal avoda element. But if you look on the side of the Gemara, it says that that answer does not appear in Masech Sanhedrin, and rather the Gemara just concludes with kasha, and the Gemara does not suggest that answer. So why is it that that answer is a bad answer? Meaning, why not have that answer? It seems like a great answer. That when do we apply the hekesh? Only with regard to determining whether you chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So if you chayv misa b'dei shemayim for the ayin, you chayv misa b'dei shemayim for the haircut, but not with regard to whether it's mechal li avoda. So the reason that they don't like this girsa is because there's a klal that ain't hekesh lemechza, that you can't have a hekesh halfway. So if you're only going to have a hekesh and only learn one of the two dinim out, so it's a faulty hekesh by definition. The sheet of Ravashi is that Ravashi says Shuyayin are mechal di avoda, but Purei Rosh are not. So you see, sheet of Ravashi is that we don't really link Shuyayin to Purei Rosh with regard to Chilul. So the Mashar raises the question in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Beis, then it should be Asr Meikra Din Bizman Azeh. Because previously we said Ha'idna Nami, we said nowadays why is it that a Kohen is allowed to grow his hair long and not doesn't have to get a haircut every 30 days? And we said, oh, it's because we link Shuyayin to Purei Rosh. And just like Purei Rosh is Mutar Bizman Hazeh, so Shuyayin is also, just like Shuyayin rather is Mutar Bizman Hazeh, so he's allowed to grow his hair long Bizman Hazeh also. Well, wait a second, if Ravashi doesn't link the two, then you're not going to have an explanation why it's Mutar for the Kohen to grow his hair long. So that's the Kasha that the Marsha raises. Okay, he has a couple of answers to that Kasha, not for now. So I'm going to reveal Ravashi. We just said that we learn from Pesukim in Yecheskel that just like someone who drinks wine and does the avoda is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, so too someone who grows his hair long and does the avoda is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Before Yecheskel came along, who told us that halacha? So the Or Sameach raises a fascinating question. He says, "What do you mean that halacha? What's that halacha? That you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? Who needs to know that halacha?" There's only one entity, one being that needs to know that halacha, and that's the Ribono Shel Olam. It's Misa Bidei Shamayim. It's not for Beis Din to know anyway, so what do we care whether he's Chayv Misa Bidei Shamayim or not? So maybe before Yechezkel came, no one knew it, and Kodesh Baruch Hu knew it, and that was it. Why is this a big deal that we need to know? In what way is this Nogeya Lemaisa? So he suggests that the fact that Yechayv Misa Bidei Shamayim does have the Nafkamina, because the Gemara in Ksubis and the Sugi of Kamle Bidrabmine and the Flamet says that according to Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, even Kares will patter someone from Tashlumin. That even if a person is Chayv Kares and money at the same time, so he's not going to have to pay the money because Kamle Bidrabmine is only going to be liable for the Kares. And Abaye says that even Misa Bidei Shamayim would patter from Tashlumin. So when it's in Schadish Ali Dei Cheskel that there's a Chayv Misa Bidei Shamayim, there's a Nafkamina Lashitas Abaye to patter from Tashlumin, that he wouldn't be chayiv for money if he did something else at the same time. But this din is only shaykh when he goes into the Beis HaMikdash Megudal Sayar, and while he was bifnim, he caused some monetary damage. So that's Misa Lezeh and Tashlum Lezeh. So only according to Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi's Shita in Meseches Ksuvis is that Misa Lezeh and Tashlum Lezeh is still Patur with Kam Lebidramine. That if you chayv Misa and Tashlum to two different people, still the Patur of Kam Lebidramine applies. So the whole Nafkamina only works according to Rav Ashi. That whole Nafkamina only works if you hold like Rav Ashi, Misa Lezeh and Tashlum Lezeh. So he says, brilliant, says the Or Sameach. That's why Bedavka Ravina says it to Ravashi over here. He's saying, Amrli Ravina l'Ravashi. He's saying to you, Ravashi, before Yecheskel taught this, then how did we know it? According to me, I don't care how we knew it. It didn't matter. We didn't have to know it because Misal Zavatashul and there's no Kamle Bidramine, Mele, there's no Nafkamina. But according to you, that there is a Nafkamina because Kamle Bidramine is going to apply even by Misa B'dei Shamayim. When you go into the Beis HaMikdash, Puri Rosh, and you go and you rip someone's clothing in the Beis HaMikdash, you're still going to be Pater from Tashlumin. So for you, Chaps and Afkamina, so how did we know it before Yecheskel? A brilliant Ar Sameach. So says Gemara, Amr Leib, L'Tameich, Hadam Rachisa, Davrizem, Mitaris, Marshal, Lamanu, Medivri Kabal, Lamanu, Kol Benechar, Ar Leib, Ar Basra, Leyavel, Mikdashi, the din that as someone who doesn't have a Bismillah is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, Hamikami Dos Yecheskel, Mana Amara. How did we darshan that from Pasuk in Yecheskel also? So how did we know that before Yecheskel and Avi taught it to us? So Ela Gemara Gamrila Vas Yecheskel Vas Mecha Akra. It must have been a tradition Alach LaMoshe MiSinai, and Yecheskel came along and gave us an asmach, gave us a pasuk to link it to. So Achanami Gemara Gamrila Vas Yecheskel Vas Mecha Akra. So here also it's a tradition previously, and Yecheskel came along. We made an asmachta on a pasuk. What does it mean that an arel is not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash? So Shitas Rashi here and everywhere is that even if his arela was beheter, meaning he was mesuach v'machmas mila, he had brothers who all died from bris mila, still he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbeinu Tam, however, holds that no, he's kasha la'avoda if he's allowed to be an arel. It's only when he's an arel be'isser that he's possible to do the avoda. It's a well-known machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. All right, I guess we'll stop at the two das because this starts a whole new sugi that extends into the next daf. If there's interest in a shir tomorrow night, maybe after Shabbos, or maybe, I don't know, on Shabbos, let me know, we'll work it out.